Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is Pastor Renee. I am the host of Fountain City Radio right here in Columbus, Georgia, right in the heart of the valley. We have a fabulous, wonderful guest on tonight. I was just telling him I'm a background quiet type of a fan who's been getting his emails from Black Art in America for a few years now, but I just kind of sit there and wonder and gaze in awe, and I'm so proud to have this opportunity to talk to him. Listen up, I'm going to do a couple little housekeeping chores here. Number one is, if you are listening online or on your tablet or on Facebook or wherever you're listening from, our guest call-in number is 515-602-9677. Now, when you call in to comment or question, I know you're out there listening. Sometimes you're just listening. But if you have a comment or a question, please press 1 on your telephone, and I will see your hand raised on the studio board, and I'll be able to pull you into the conversation so you can make a comment and ask your question. I will not see your name. I will only see your telephone number, so I'm going to call you by the last 4 digits of your phone number. So if you're listening, once again, our guest call-in number is 515-602-9677. Press 1 on your telephone if you want to make a comment or ask a question. I'm going to bring Mr. Dorsey in and check and do our sound check and make sure we're good to go. Hello?
Hey, how you doing? It's Najee.
Hey, hi. Let me introduce y'all. This is Mr. Najee Dorsey, founder of Black Art in America. I'm going to read you a little piece that I took off his website. It says, Najee Dorsey is a native of Blytheville, Arkansas, where he lived his whole life before moving to Atlanta in 2005. He was the recipient of the 2006 Patrons Purchase Award from Polk Museum of Art, and his work is also included in the collections of Charles H. Wright African American Museum in Detroit, Syracuse University, the African American Museum in Dallas, the Marietta Museum of Art in Sarasota, Florida, and the Liberty Bank and Trust Company in New Orleans. In 2010, he launched the website Black Art in America, a global social networking resource for Black visual artists, collectors, and art enthusiasts. And we got him live right here on Fountain City Radio. Hello, Mr. Dorsey. Introduce yourself. Tell us how in the world you ended up in Columbus, Georgia from Blytheville, Arkansas.
Well, I want to thank you for having me, and thank you, your listeners, for tuning in. You know, it's always important to spend some time getting some good news and networking and fellowshipping with people who have similar likes and interests. To start, so I'm with my wife Soteria and I up in Blytheville, Arkansas. We moved in 2005 to Atlanta to do my art full time. And so we spent the first 9 years, we were in Atlanta for 9 years prior to moving to Columbus. And so what prompted me to come to Columbus is I actually had a show, and from what I understand, the first solo show of an African-American artist at the Columbus Museum in 2014. And the title of that show was Leaving Mississippi, Reflections on Heroes and Folklore. And, you know, so that's actually how I ended up in Columbus. You know, took a temperature of the city. Seems like a, seemed like a good place to, you know, come in and get in where you fit in and, you know, some opportunity. We decided to move to Columbus from Atlanta, which surprises a lot of people.
Oh, wow. That surprises me. Have you found it, you say you found it pretty welcoming since you've been here. How's business going?
Yeah, it's pretty welcoming. I mean, it's, you know, we've been able to establish some really good relationships. And again, I mean, coming in on the cuffs of the museum show was fantastic. And then we subsequently, you know, got connected with the Liberty Theater and Shea and a number of different, you know, individuals in the arts. You know, both professional and, you know, on the college level at CSU. And so, you know, we found that it's a really wonderful community. There's a lot going on. It's a great place to work from. But you know, Bahia, you know, and what we do, you know, we really could do it from anywhere. And so that's the beauty about you know, the flexibility that our company offers us is that, you know, we could be based in Columbus now, you know, but I mean, technically we can operate from anywhere in the world.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about this, because this really grabbed me. Garden Art for the Soul. Tell us a little something about Garden Art for the Soul, because that really got me, and I'm like, this is absolutely beautiful. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. So what happened was, after being in Columbus for 3 years, we were over at the Swift Mill Lofts, where, you know, my studio was and where we resided. And we just got to the point where we, you know, we knew it was time to you know, to put some home ownership. And so we ended up buying a home here in Columbus. You know, we're avid collectors. So our home is full of art, you know, from a number of different artists. It's not just, you know, it's not my work. It's just work we picked up from, you know, all artists from around the around the country. And so, you know, but we wanted to extend our love of art, you know, outside. And so there was really not anything that you can find. You can't go to the local, you know, home and garden center and find something that reflects you, reflects your culture, to put out in the yard. And so that's what led to me using, you know, work that I did many years ago, and coming up with a process that allows for us to reproduce that, reproduce those images, and people can have these items to place in their yard at a very affordable price.
You know, I honestly was looking at it, and I didn't realize it was stand-up art until I went. I went and started zooming in on it, and I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't a picture. This is stuff you can actually put in your yard.
And it was gorgeous.
And I'm like, man, I got to get a couple of these pieces, because this is about the nicest everything that I have ever seen. But I was literally wowed by a work of art that came through me, of yours, that came through me on by email some years ago. I can't tell you exactly what year it was, but I was sitting there totally fascinated. I'm like, who is this? Who drew this? Where is he? And or she, you know, I didn't know who had done it. I just know I was wowed by it. And I said, and then I found out this whole website, Black Art in America, and I made sure I signed up for those emails so that I could get constant emails and just see all the stuff that was coming through. So what are you into now at this particular moment? You got some art shows going on where?
Yeah, we've got a number. We got a big show coming up in Philly. It's going to be held at the Belmont Mansion and Underground Railroad Museum, September 14th through the 16th. So, you know, if any of your listeners got family or friends, or you may want to fly up and take in the show, it's a great weekend of art. It's a great weekend of seminars and networking. It's something that we've been building on for the last 5 years. And so, like, we're in our eighth year of Black Art in America right now. And the first 2 years, we were, you know, online, you know, basically based online in virtual space. And then, you know, two and a half years in, we realized that, you know, there was a void and a need to, you know, start to do live productions where we could, you know, meet the followers, you know, derive some revenue from art sales and really, you know, grow the brand that way. But, you know, Bahia started because of a lack of representation for African-American art and culture, you know, in media, you know. And so that's what, you know, that's what Black Art in America is a space where you can, you know, 365, you know, you can see the stories of the artists, the collectors, people in the field, what's going on, you get relevant news. And it's something that, you know, we're very proud to say that, you know, works to uplift the culture, you know?
You know, I can absolutely vouch for that. My sister is an art major, and she was an art teacher in the school system for 30 years. And never did I see such a thing as when Black Art in America came across my desk. And I'm like, wow. I just looked at it and said, it's about time. You know, it's about time. I'm glad somebody finally did this. I'm like, because we don't see enough of it. I see everything but that. And that's the reason why I went online and signed up immediately. So as a person who is not an artist, but used to follow my sister around to her shows, I can tell you that this is some of the best stuff. This is some of the best stuff ever. And I'm just a follower and a fan. And I wanted to bring you into the show and let our people know what you're doing. Once again, if you're listening in, please call in 515-602-9677. If you're listening in right now, you can press 1 if you have a comment or a question, and I'll see you raise your hand on the board. So, Mr. Dorsey, tell us, you said you got something coming up in September in Philadelphia, and it's networking, and what's the cost of that? Is there a cost, or can people just come?
Yes, right. So to get in to see the art is actually no charge. I mean, you can come in and view the art, make your purchase, you know, network with artists and collectors and art dealers, and the only paid events is our opening night reception is benefiting the For Color Girls Museum in Philadelphia.
Okay.
So that's a $75 ticket for the collector's preview and reception. And then the weekend pass to take in all the programming is $50 for the whole weekend. So we've got seminars, 3 on Saturday and 2 on Sunday. So, you know, it's a tremendous value. It breaks down to about $10 a seminar. But that's what we got going on in Philly. We've got, you know, there's a number of exciting projects that I've got going, you know, to finish up the year here in Columbus, as well as, you know, we're starting to tap into our 2019 schedule. And so just to kind of, you know, to fill you in and bring your listeners up to speed, one thing that we're doing locally, now this is an invitational event on Thursday, we're bringing in, you know, we put a call out for creative entrepreneurs. And what we hope, you know, what we're hoping to do with that is, you know, to you know, have create a space where we can meet, network, and see what, you know, what we're all are doing, how we can learn from each other, and how we can support each other in our various projects. And so, I'm looking forward to seeing what, you know, how that comes about. But I recently got, and this is, you know, this hasn't really gotten out too much into the public space, but recently secured a contract for a mural that I'm going to do for the Military Library. And so I'm really excited about that.
Okay.
That's a big project. Yeah,
wow.
It's going to be 8 feet by 40 feet. And, you know, the cool thing is, you know, it's about a project that's going to take about, you know, 4 to 5 months to complete. But we're going to have, you know, community engagement where we're going to invite the public to come out and talk about, you know, the library and the history of Columbus. And I'm going to take that data and use it, you know, as a basis of, you know, inspiration for what would be created with the mural itself, you know?
Okay. All right. Wow.
So that's pretty
wonderful.
Sweet.
Right. And I have every intention of being there. Every intention of being there. So now you said this event on Thursday, Creative Entrepreneurs, where is it taking place?
Yeah, so we just got up because of the commission with the with the library. I had to get a larger space to operate from, and so I ended up going back and getting a unit at the Swift Mill Lofts off of 6th Avenue.
Gotcha.
So we currently operate Black Art in America from that space and my studio. So that's where that would be held.
Now, where's your studio located, so our listeners will know?
Yeah, it's 1506 6th Avenue. It's the Swift Mill Lofts. You know, we just asked you can make an appointment to come in. You know, so we can make sure that we're going to be in town or, you know, available to, you know. And then we're going to have some events where, you know, we're going to invite the public to come out.
Do you want to go ahead and run your phone number by the audience so they know who to call or contact to come in?
Yeah, they can call 706-992-6210, or they can email us at info@blackartinamerica.com.
Okay.
And so I would encourage
706. Go ahead.
Okay. Except 706-992-6210.
Right. Okay.
Or info@blackartinamerica.com.
Yeah, that's all one word, blackartinamerica.com. Okay. Now go. You said go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I was going to encourage your listening audience to you know, visit our social media platforms. Check us out on Facebook. You know, check us out on Instagram and Pinterest and Twitter. We're really active. We're strongest on Facebook. I mean, we've got multiple properties on Facebook that we operate from as a media tool. But the parent company is Black Art America, and we've got over 100,000 followers on that page on Facebook. But we also have a page for Garden Art for the Soul. We have another page that we operate called Everything Black. So we got multiple properties. And do you Basel?
Okay. Now, do you do fundraisers or things of that nature where people might be able to come in and help sell some of your art, or do you lease it out, or is there any opportunities for people to come in and maybe, you know, help push it forward? Because I know you've been in this business for a while, and so, you know, I see that you have a great, great following, so it's not like you need it, but the question is, do you have it?
Well, I mean, we're always looking for, you know, people that's interested in supporting art and culture. I mean, because a lot of what we do, we provide it free to, you know, to the global community. I mean, the stories on artists and the collectors and the art historians. I mean, we go in and we document. We have podcasts. I would encourage, you know, everyone to check out some of our podcasts. You can listen to many of those on our SoundCloud, Black Art in America News. On SoundCloud, but all that content, you know, I mean, there's a cost in money, and there's a cost in time that it takes to produce that content. We actually have a number of schools around the country, you know, because, you know, they're taking art out of schools and the programming and the funding. We have a number of schools, both on the high school level and the collegiate level, that actually use Black Art in America as a resource. So one of the things that we've recently implemented is a patronage account, so you can, you know, just like any GoFundMe, it's designed where if you want to support Black Art America on a monthly basis, you can, and get some really cool stuff in return. You know, and it starts from $3, $10, $25, $50, $100, and on. So whatever you can do, a little goes a long way. And like I said, it all comes with some really cool benefits.
Okay, now where is the patron account? Is it on something that you say GoFundMe?
No, you can find it on, if you go to the website, blackartinamerica.com, and look for the educational resources tab in the navigation bar.
Okay,
we'll take you to our patronage account.
Okay, I see it. Now, I'm going to tell the listening audience once again, the website is blackartinamerica.com. That's all one word, no spaces, no dashes. It's blackartinamerica.com. And all of the properties and places where you can follow Najee Dorsey are Facebook, Pinterest, SoundCloud, and all of that are on the very front of that website. So if you go to that website, you'll see all the links on the front of the website, and then go to educational resources, and that is where you can find the information to become a patron of the arts and help fund and Every little bit helps, but I want you to know again, Mr. Dorsey is not new to this business. He just wants to give people an opportunity to help, you know, get things going and keep it because they're trying to take it away from us. And all the teachers out there that are listening, you know what kind of classes and funding have been cut. And I'm sad to say that my sister, when she was teaching art in school, they were cutting it back then. So, and she's been retired over 10 years. It's like they don't value it enough. The value is not there. And the value needs to come back. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Speaking of value, one of the things I think, you know, is an important conversation to have is, you know, the role of the artists in the community, the role of the arts in our lives. I mean, you take a look at, you know, since the beginning of time, you know, man has been making his mark on walls, and, you know, and ever since that point, you know, throughout history, we've used art to document, you know, our human existence, you know, our struggles, our triumphs, you know, our loves and wants and aspirations. And art allows for us to, you know, envision the world that we want to have. And so there's so many different, you know, mediums and genres and, you know, materials that, you know, for you to fall in love with. And that our artists, you know, need to find, you know, the patronage and support for art. You know, a lot of times, You know, I can't tell you how many times of people that really don't know or really understand etiquette, you know, don't know that, you know, how the price is derived, and they may not be used to spending, you know, X amount of money on original art. And so they, you know, so they don't necessarily know what, you know, what the proper etiquette is. And so, you know, there's art at so many different, you know, price points. There's artists at so many different levels and stages of their career and their development. But I would say that, you know, there's art out there for everyone. You know, whether, you know, if you're making, you know, if you're not making a lot of money right now, you know, looking at student work, going to the different thrift stores. I mean, you know, and finding original pieces and, you know, going to these graduate programs. CSU has a really good one that you can, you know, go to the student shows and find works. I mean, like, you know, $40, $50 and have something original, one of a kind that you can have on your wall. But, you know, art is really important. And then also artists are small businesses. I mean, you know, and so like when people, I don't think people really take into account, you know, the business side of what it takes to be an artist. And so when you start, when I look at the end of the year and I'm sending out, you know, 22, you know, 1099s, you know, of the different contractors that I'm working with, or, you know, the frame between the framers and the people, the marketing, the caterers, and, you know, and so we support other small businesses, you know, and so, you know, art, you know, it's a bit, you know, first of all, it's a business. Art just happens to be our business. And so, you know, it's. I just think there needs to be a little bit more understanding and respect for the value of what, you know, what the artists bring, because, you know, communities have been completely redeveloped because of the initiatives of artists being in communities. You start to look at New York, you start to look at Miami, you know, a lot of people and cities are starting to use the art to revitalize communities. You know, you start to take a look at, you know, the resale of work. I mean, we recently had a piece, and here's a prime example, where you have a very successful artist like Kerry James Marshall that's based out of Chicago. He ends up getting a commission from one of the city port, I think it was the Port of Chicago, or you know, one of the city entities there in Chicago, and they give him a nice size commission. At the time, it was $25,000 commission for this piece. Well, you know, here we are, you know, 12, 13 years later, they auctioned that piece off, and Sean P. Diddy Combs bought it, and the piece sold for $21.1 million.
You know,
I mean, so you know, so to go from a $25,000 commission, you know, I mean, that's so. I mean, art is a business.
And that's how it happens. I even have to tell people with my own experience with my sister as an art teacher. God only knows, there have been times when the frames on those pictures cost more than the art itself. Okay, the framing process was not a joke. And I'm like, seriously? I'm like, the frame cost more than the picture. And so I developed an appreciation for watching her work, following her around, watching some of the shows and stuff that was going on. And then I got hit with the sticker shock on the framing process. And I won't mention the Heathcliff Huxtable piece of art that's sitting in my house right now, but I'm telling you, it was such a beautiful piece. I wouldn't squabble the price. wouldn't squabble on the price.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, people, you know, I mean, they, you know, I mean, they're not, you know, Bill Cosby is definitely not in favor with the general public right now. But when you take a look at the effect of the Cosby show and the impact that it had on the visual arts community, it definitely changed the game. People had a chance to see two professional people who loved art, who had it in their homes, and then next thing you know, they wanted it too. They saw the art that reflected their culture, that was basically a mirror to themselves. And so they're like, oh, I want to have that on my wall, you know?
Exactly. So, and one of our phenomenal black artists was really got his big recognition on Good Time. I'm trying to remember the man's name. There you go. You know who it is.
You know
who it is. He got his big recognition on Good Times. That's what set him off. And people started following him around like crazy after that. And you got to appreciate the fact that it's time consuming. It takes a lot of material. It takes a lot of different things. It takes the inspiration of the artist. And then that the physical piece that comes in is framing that piece of art, making it really look beautiful in your home. So, you know, we don't need to dicker on the prices because it's well worth it, you know.
Yeah.
It's real
and other thing I was going to say is there's so many talented local artists in every community. So I would encourage people to seek out your local artists and see what they have to offer, you know. And that was another point I was anyway. That was something else that came to mind. I was gonna try to hit on, but to support the arts. Oh, I know what it was. Here's the thing.
Well,
it's like this culture. It's kind of like I equate it to how you travel the interstate, and no matter what exit you get off, they all look the same. You know, they all got a McDonald's. They all got the strip mall.
That's true.
You know, and that's kind that's kind of the way that we're being conditioned. And how we live, you know, like we're conditioned to only look at, you know, certain brands as having value. Mm-hmm. Only look at clothes and cars and jewelry and certain things like that. That are, and mm-hmm. when you really dive into it, these are things that are mass manufactured. And so what they try to do, because they want to sell you something, what they try to do is to get you to buy in on this consumer of everything that everybody else got, when the artist, we're on the opposite end of that. The things that we're creating are unique, one of a kind. So it's like if you like what's unique, if you like something that's one of a kind, if you like something that's individually in and of itself, the only one, you know, that's the beauty about art. And the fact that you can curate, your own experiences through this art. You know what I mean? It's a journey,
that's
man.
That's absolutely true.
And,
that's right.
Yeah,
it is.
So,
yeah, well, we're coming down on the last 3 minutes and yada seconds. I'm going to say 3 minutes, 10 seconds, and it's counting down. And one thing about this radio show, it goes quick, I'm telling you. That's why I said don't sweat the 30 minutes because it's going to pass by. And it'll be down to 2 minutes and 56 seconds, so it's going to log us off immediately, exactly at 6 o'clock. So I wanted to see if there was anything else you wanted to say real quick about, you know, maybe how you got started. How old were you when you started this, your journey?
Yeah, I was 5 years old. My mom bought my first piece, and she tells me I would use that money to go buy candy. And there's so much. I would encourage people to go to my website, najeedorsey.com, and read more of my bio. Do a Google search. I mean, I've got a ton of things that's on the web about, you know, me giving lectures around the country, different places. But I want to ask those that are listening to, you know, check me out on Instagram, my personal, not only Black Art in America on Instagram, but, you know, follow me on Instagram myself. It's under najee.dorsey. And, you know, hit us up if you want to, you know, take part or come visit the gallery or something like that. But, yeah, that's all I would say.
And I'm going to remind my audience that it's by appointment only. So please, Mr. Dorsey, give me your number one more time to call you if they want to make an appointment.
Yeah, you can call us at 706-992-6210, or you can email us at info@blackartinamerica.com.
There it is, right there. We're down to 1 minute and 30 seconds. It goes fast, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for joining me once again. Well, we're down to 90 seconds. I want to thank you for joining me on Fountain City Radio, and we will see you again next Monday at 5:30. Mr. Dorsey, thank you once again for joining us. I'm sorry, he said I can call him Najee. Najee,
yes,
thank you again for joining us, and we hope you'll be able to join us again sometime soon. I'm going to try to make it to that show in Philadelphia. But if not, I'll see you here right here in Columbus. Real
sounds
soon.
Good, fam. Take care of yourselves and take care of each other.
We will. I will see you again soon, and thank you for calling in.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next Monday, 5:30, I'll see you here on Fountain City Radio with our next guest. We'll tell you who it is. It's a surprise. But we'll see you again next Monday at 5:30 on Fountain City Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. news, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.